This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Missouri Republicans have increased their control of the state legislature, apparently claiming the two-thirds majority needed to override the governor's vetoes. Complete but unofficial results show the GOP apparently will have 110 seats in the 163-member House. In the state Senate, Republicans maintain their veto-proof majority. But incumbent GOP Senator Jim Lemke of St. Louis lost to Democratic challenger Scott Sifton. Several sitting House members also lost their re-election bids. State lawmakers were competing for the first time in redrawn districts based on population changes from the 2010 census. Missouri voters have narrowly defeated an effort to raise the state's tobacco tax. If Proposition B had passed, the tax on a pack of cigarettes would have gone from the lowest in the nation, at 17 cents, up to 90 cents. Ronald Leon heads up the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. That's the trade organization that led the campaign against the tax increase. Leon says he's thrilled and grateful, but not surprised by the outcome.
For the third time in a decade, common sense conservative Missourians saw through the rhetoric and realized the Prop B tax dollars would be diverted and misspent by bureaucrats and politicians in Jefferson City, just like the lottery and casino monies.
Proponents of the tax increase say the funds would have gone to public education and smoking prevention programs. Missouri voters went to the polls in big numbers yesterday, but not as big as in 2008. Figures released today by Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan's office showed that 65.7% of registered voters turned out on Tuesday. That percentage was down from 2008, when 69.4% of registered voters went to the polls. In Boone County, turnout was at 63.3%, while Osage County led the state with 72.4%. Boone County voters passed Proposition 1 on Tuesday. Supporters say the goal is to diminish the stigma around mental health issues by providing early intervention and prevention services. KBIA's Alexis Rogers has more.
Proposition 1 is introducing a quarter-cent sales tax in response to problems outlined in an assessment of local mental health services for youth in Boone County. With voter approval, the next step is for the Boone County Commission to appoint a 9-member board, which has to be created before money can be distributed. The tax is expected to raise $5.4 million annually. The funds will go towards counseling services, psychiatric services, and drug and alcohol prevention for people under 19 years old. Christine Corcoran is the coordinator of the Putting Kids First campaign. She says this will affect everyone in Boone County in some way.
Every dollar invested in the services will save taxpayers $8 down the road in terms of incarceration, lower incarceration costs, health care costs, lost wages costs. It truly does impact our entire community.
The tax will also fund services for pregnant teenagers and suicide and bullying prevention. Corcoran says the statute allows for around 10 different service areas in all. The tax will go into effect in April. Alexis Rogers, KBIA News.
And for KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.